Hello, I'm Anna Yen, and I'm part of a women's circus company called Gush. And we're here at the Adelaide Fringe presenting our show Monsteria. So Gush is a collective of four circus women from Brisbane, our very experienced circus women, and we're presenting a show which is, we would call it feminist circus, and looking at the how people look at women, the stereotypes of how women are looked at, and breaking them open and confounding stereotypes, and very playfully in a wicked way with awesome circus skills, with breathtaking imagery, and many, many surprises and high skill, but actually with a point of many points of looking at, asking the audience, what are you looking at when you look at women's bodies? You know, who and what do you think you're looking at? And then we ask ourselves, who are we, you know, underneath all the layers, you know, who are we? And can we ever be free of the layers that the society or we or culture or from all angles kind of impose on women? And we were, it's a really delicious, delicate, very visceral show with lots of visual images, but where the women are actually all masked through the whole show, so the audience doesn't actually know the identity of the women until very end when all is revealed. And actually there's two women in the show who are of culturally diverse background. Myself, I'm a Chinese Australian woman, and I'm 57, you know, working with women on stage who are like at least 20 years younger than me.
And you're amazing.
Thank you. But the question is, like, does it matter, and does the audience know? You know, when they look at us all masked with various masks, and what do they see when they can't see our faces? And are they able to kind of project, do they still project the same kind of limiting stereotypes on us, or do we just break it open in a funny, in a fierce, in a raw, powerful way? And the audience, most women in the audience really resonate with it. They feel like, yeah, you've really kind of like spoken for us and pushed aside, you know, boundaries that, you know, you do in dreams. Actually, people have said of our show that it's very surrealistic, that it's reminiscent of René Magritte, or someone actually said it's as if Hayao Miyazaki, the filmmaker, made Circus. I really, yeah. Really like that.
It's a beautiful combination.
So many unexpected images. But the circus skills are extremely high as well. I'm very, very proud of my two colleagues, Mayu Muto, who's a dancer and aerialist, and Bianca McHale, who's, you know, a high-level aerialist and tumbler and has travelled all over the world with other troops. And our director, Celia White, is a feminist feminist theatre maker with a queer perspective, and all of us with all our, you know, different dreams and visions and struggles are there on stage, and we hardly say a word. I say, you know, when I'm helping a woman in a frock birth a lamp, I say push, and that is about the only words said in the whole show. What else is there to
say? The male reaction generally?
It's very varied. The men who are our allies, you know, like who sort of are aware about the changing nature of power and wanting to change themselves, you know, to make a more level playing field, they love it and very, very supportive. And art makers, all the circus art makers love it, and theatre makers. But there have been, I have to say, you know, some people who've come... I should say that Monsteria is on at the venue called the RCC, opposite the Adelaide Oval, where there's lots of other things happening, including people, you know, coming to have a drink.
Yes.
And we've had some groups of young men who've just accidentally stumbled into our show. And I must say, they've got no idea what hit them. You know, no idea, the sort of look of like... we don't understand. Which I love, actually. I mean, isn't kind of confusion the first step to learning something new? And actually, there are some women who find it confronting too. There was a woman in the audience the other night who covered her eyes, you know, at the end,